Okay, let's do this sugya. We started a little bit last week, and this week I want to go a different mahalach. Beautiful, really, how you learn up a sugya. The topic is the Edim Zoymimin, whether they need a hasra, and whether Yechayev Edim Zoymin even b'shoygeg. Now, why should it be different? Let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Eliezer says, Edim Zoymin. Edim Zoymin, that means false Edim. They give testimony that somebody is Chayev Momin, let's say. So, Mamoinim Mishalmi, Umilki Lelaki. After they found out to be Edim Zoymin, not true witnesses, then they pay Mominus whatever they want to make the other person pay. Umilki Lelaki, and they don't get Malkus, even though they over a lav of Loisane, Breacho Eichoker. Nevertheless, they don't get Malkus. You see, Momin Mishalim, Umilki Lelaki. So Gemara says, why? Why Edim Zoymin, says Rabbi Eliezer, they paid Mishalmim ve'enam loikim? Says Gemara, Mishum delav b'nei ha'soninu. Because you can't give them hasra. You cannot warn them, says Rashi. Delav b'nei ha'soninu koidem edus, kin mefaraj rove vazil. Therefore, hilkoch, ikele manshinu, leitanshinu elamomen, deino nishkuf v'lei hasra. In other words, since you cannot give them hasra, therefore, you won't give them Malkus, you'll only give them Mominus. Right? You cannot give them Asra, so therefore, you don't give them Malkus, you only give them Mominus, only pay, and that's the reason why Edim Zoymin pay and don't get Malkus. Says Rava, Omar Rava, Teda, I'll prove to you that you're right, that you see Edim Zoymin, you cannot give any Hasra, because Nisribu Emas, when you want to give them Hasra, when you want to warn them, Nisribu Mikara, if you're going to warn them, beforehand, before they give the testimony, then you give them asra. That, by the way, if you're false, then you're going to get punishment, whatever they're going to, you want to punish them. If you give them asra beforehand, so Amri Stalin, they will say, says Rashi, Amri Stalin, they'll say, Shachachnu asra, Hare Shabbat la asra. They say, we forgot the asra already. So that's not going to work. You can't give them asra too much before. And Nisru Bubishas Maisa, if you're going to give them Hasra at the time of the right when before they give testimony, Sapasha Vilay Misadi, then they're not interested in giving testimony. Then they say, forget it, what do we need it for? Probably another, they're doing you a favor. You're going to scare them off. Pasha Vilay Misadi, Afilu Emes, they want to give testimony at all. Hoyle Vonu Chashudim Beinechem, Malun Lutzora. Since you think that we're lying, then why do we have to testify altogether? So you can't give them Hasra right before either. Nisru b'lebesoif, you're going to give them asra at the end. Might have a habit. It's too late. Lachasheidu, it's too late already. The chivin shigit shuvein echayzu magid vein yichayun lachzor. So it's ready too late. So therefore, you see, you cannot give them. It's taka true. You cannot give them any hasra. Says the Gemara, maskev lo abayas. Abay asks a question. V'nisru b'duch techke dibur. Wanted to give asra right afterwards. Techke de dibur and techke de dibur kedibur, says Rashi. La'achashayidu techke de dibur kedibur domi v'cholim lachzor. So since technically they can still retract, that hasra should work. So Denigmar says, Ravach has another kasha. Denigmar says, Hodam Abaye, you're right. Says Abaye, not like that. Look in Rashi. Hodam Abaye, says Abaye. Lav milsi de amru by Vov. It's not correct what they say. In other words, Lav milsi damr, it's not correct. Shu edim zeimin tzchichen asra. In other words, you rabbi, don't prove to me that you get mominus and that malchus because there is an asra. The halacha truly is that edim zeimin never need a hasra. The taka don't need asra. You would be able to give them malchus without asra. You'd be able to punish them misa without asra. Lav milsi damr, it's taka true. It's not true what people say that edim zeimin need hasra. So the taka don't need asra. Why? The Isal, the Amri, the Isal, the Edim Zoymin, Tzichin Hasra, because if you tell me Edim Zoymin need a Hasra, meaning you need to warn them. You need to warn them beforehand. Or at some point you have to warn them that in case they lie, they get punished. Isal, the Edim Zoymin, Tzichin Hasra, so Kilay Masrinanbu, so when you don't give them the Hasra, Loy Katlinalu, and then you'll not kill them. Is that what you're telling me? In other words, Abaye says, no, it's not true. Edim Zayman, even without a Hasra, we're going to kill them. Because if you tell me that Edim Zayman need a Hasra, and without a Hasra, Loi Katlinalu, you're not going to kill them, that cannot be true. Me committed the inu boy kata below yasro, the inu boy yasro. Habin and vasalot kazizim, like kashazom, lasaloche, veleko. How is it possible that you're going to tell me that Edom Zayim need Hasra, and therefore if they don't give the Hasra, then you're not going to kill them? But that doesn't make sense. Why? Because they wanted to kill the person that they were going to give testimony on. They were going to kill him without any warning at all. Correct? They were going to kill them without any Hasra. And now you're telling me that you only can be Mechayev Edom Zayim in Mise, if they have Hasra, that's not Kasha Zomam Lachiz Lachiz. Just like they were going to kill without any warning, without any Hasra, to the person they were going to give testimony on, so too they should be killed without any Hasra. So therefore, it's only right, says Abaye, that Edom Zayim, in order to fulfill the Kasha Zomam, They do not need a hasra. Let's just see Rashi. Kasha zomam veheim zomamu laroy kaze beidusan shloi haye v'loi nivra v'loi hisra boy hasra shidu aleho. In other words, they didn't warn, or they weren't. They're giving false testimony. So they're saying, meaning they want to kill a person without. No, meaning if they made up their story, so clearly they were going to kill him without any Hasra. Correct? Because it never happened. Without any Hasra, right? If they're real Edim, then they're going to kill him and tell him, hey, we told the guy, don't do it. Right? We gave him Hasra. But since they made up the story, so they were going to kill him without any Hasra. So to make these Edim Zaymin have to have Hasra, that's not Kasha Zomam Lasel Achiv. So therefore, just like they were going to kill somebody without him, without ever having him given a Hasra, why? Because that's what the nature of Edom Zayim is, they're lying. So too, in order to punish them, clearly you don't need a Hasra, that's a Abaye Svara, and therefore Edom Zayim do not need a Hasra. Simple shot.
Once you come to Kasha Zama, the whole Kasha goes away.
Which Kasha goes away?
Rabbi Lazar, why don't you give him Malkus?
No, but you get Malkus because of Loisane.
But they weren't Zomen.
They get, excuse me. No. First, the Gemara says, but it's not true. They're two separate things. They get one punishment because of Kasha Zomam, and they get another punishment because of Loisane. Which one do you give them? Malkus or Momen, or both together? That's the whole Gemara discussion.
If you give them Malkus, you're not doing Kasha Zomam.
But that's the Malkus because of Loisane. Why does that?
I hear
what you're saying. You're saying the svara has to be so exact. But at least that's not buchak. At least in the kasha zomam, the punishment of kasha zomam, which is misa, it should be the same without asra, like they got it without asra. It doesn't mean all the other punishment. That's not okay. Fine. That's what the Gemara says. Like it, don't like it. That's what the Gemara says. In other words, the bottom line is the Gemara says very important. What comes out yes of the Gemara? The Gemara wants to say, first of all, Rabbah says, well, clearly there is no Hasra by Edom Zayim, because you can't give them Hasra beforehand, because they're going to forget the Hasra. Can't give them Hasra during, you can't give them Hasra afterwards. So clearly, you see, you can punish without a Hasra. Says Abaye, again, every single week the same story. Gosh. David, you know where to open it? So I'll shoot a story. No, Maskana is they don't need Hasra.
No, not in this case, but in general. Hasra.
Yes, correct. But the Maskana over here by Edom Zayim, you don't need Hasra. Abaye Rava says, well, anyway, you cannot give Hasra. And Abaye says, well, you can't give Hasra because of a different reason. Why? Because Kasha Zomam Lasa Lachiv, and therefore you shouldn't have to give Hasra. That's Abaye. Rava says, well, you cannot give Hasra anyway. Not possible to give Hasra because there's no timing to give Hasra. And Abaye says, no, the reason why I don't give Hasra is because that Kasher Zomim requires or tells me doesn't necessitate Asra, because if they're going to need Asra, that's not Kasher Zomim. So therefore, without Asra is even better, because that's Kasher Zomim. Questions of it?
One simple question. According to Rabbi, so you can't give Asra beforehand because you're going to forget. You always give Asra beforehand. Rashi said you're going to forget.
No, usually give it b'shas ma'isa. Before means not b'shas ma'isa. Like before, day before, or now before. They say they forgot. Right? You give b'shas ma'isa. He can't give b'shas ma'isa because then they say we don't need the whole thing. So then beforehand, they could do that because that's, for some reason, not going to scare them off because it's not right before. So therefore...
Somebody's coming in the angels. How
can
you give
us
before? You don't even know he's coming.
Right, right, right. Wait. So Tosha asked a question. Nisri b'mikora v'mtoy matepr lei dahave lei hasra sofek dein yodim idim sheker. It's hasra sofek. Why? Because you don't even know if they're going to give false testimony. So Tosha says, well, they know they're giving false testimony, and therefore it's not hasra sofek. The Pshimishkop has a better question. He said, I'll tell you why it's hasra sofek. Because even if they give testimony, but it's only considered a good Asra, if afterwards, two Edim are going to come and say, Immanuel Yisem. So that's, even if they know that they're lying, but clearly they don't know if two Edim are going to come and tell them, Immanuel Yisem. So it's always Asra Sufik. So as Shimshkop says, what is places help in saying, well, if you do it beforehand, it's Asra Sufik, because Mehu says he's going to lie. Right? So Tay says, well, they know themselves they're lying, and therefore the Asura is valid. As for Shimon Shkop, the Asura has to be on the Avera. Until they're proven wrong of Imanu or Yisem, so it's also considered Asura Safik. So what type of Asura is that? That's one question of Shimon Shkop asks.
Asura, normally you say, if you do this, if you shoot this guy, you're going to get...
Correct. And here they cannot say...
You can't say, if you give this testimony, you're going to be...
Because you don't know if two other Edom are going to come. Right?
That's what Shimon...
Correct. No, even if they're not saying the truth.
Lying, but they got it.
So Tosha says, well, in case they're lying, they know they're lying. Says of Shimon Shkop, it's still Asra Safek, because they're not going to get punished until two other Edom come and say, Imanu Yisem. So that's one question he asks. Another question he asks, which we discussed already last week, is what's the Havamina Rava that you give a Hasra after you said the Edus already? After you took the Dibur. What's the Havamina Tuk the Dibur? You write Tuk the Dibur Kedibur. So we came with some Lumdus at the same time. But at the end of the day, that's not going to, what kind of Hasra is that? Tuk the Dibur. He doesn't like it. What's that over here in the Gemara? Right? So those are two basic questions over here on the Sugya. There's a very, very, quite a famous Rambam on this Sugya. And look what the Rambam says. If you can help me with the Rambam, Rambam said like this. Rambam makes a new halacha, and there's a Kesha Mishnah, and there's a Lech Mishnah, and all busy with this Rambam. Says the Rambam in the end of Perik Chof, halacha Dalet, the last part of the halacha, says the Rambam, Ve'ein le'edim zvoimimin shgogo, lefi she'ein bo maisa. Says the Rambam, you cannot be a shoigeg by edim zvoimimin, lefi she'ein bo maisa, because there is no action. Lefikach, says the Rambam, ein tzrichim hasra k'moyshe be'alnu. The Rambam says, since even if they are shoygeg, they are chayev, so there's no point to giving them a warning. The whole reason why you give a hasra is lahafchin ben shoygeg lemezit. It's to differentiate between shoygeg and between mezit. The shoygeg, you potter. I want to make sure you're chayev, so I got to give you hasra. Says the Rambam, even when you're shoygeg, by Edim Zaymin, you're chayev. And therefore, there is no Hasra. That's what Rambam says. Now, they all ask in the Rambam, I know the Rambam says the halacha is that there's no Hasra by Edim Zaymin. That's our Gemara. But where does the Rambam say that because of that, it must be that when you're shoygeg, you're also chayev by Edim Zaymin? How did Rambam learn the second halacha that Edim Zaymin is chayev by shoygeg as well? All the Gemara says is that you need to have a Hasra. Abaye says, you don't need a Hasra, because there's no Kasha Zomam. How does Rambam know that if somebody's Taka Shoigeik, that he's still Chayef? Where does Rambam get it from? Ain le'edim zaymin shgoga? So the Rambam says, l'fi she'ein bo maisa. So the Rambam says, because there's no maisa, so b'shoigeik, you're going to be Chayef? So what about Megadev? Right, why is there no maisa? Because I'm just saying something. It's just... Akim Aswasa, the whole Gemara question, Gemara. I'm just giving testimony, so that's not really Maisa. So if that's the case, so then, why is Megadav, says Avram, Ravitz, Ibn Avram, Zatam Loi Dati Mahu, Ibn Deshu Amma Kosov, Terach Zielachem, Lo Oisebish Gogo, Imkain Megadev, Lodas Chom, Lo Yetzuach Asro. So Megadev, when you curse Hashem, so such a thing shouldn't need Asro either, because it's also aimed by Meisa. What does that mean? Where did Rama get this from, the Halacha? Again, the Gemara says that Aim Zaymin don't need a Hasra, don't need a warning. I get that. So the Rama says, well, if they don't need a warning, it must be that the Shoigig is also Chayev. Because if a Shoigig is Potter, you should give the warning to make sure he's not a Shoigig. But the Rama doesn't say that. The Rama says, Halacha.
If you don't give Hasra, then there's no difference between Shoigig and Mazik. They're both the same.
Right, but does that mean that even if he is a Shoigig, he's going to be Chayev?
How do you know?
How you didn't know that it was forbidden?
No, but before someone says in a capital case, in short, the Beis Din gives a whole speech. It's a mission Sanhedrin. Before you testify, if you lie, right? That's where the lying, right? That kills one person, they kill the whole world.
So I know.
How you show it? You get a whole speech before you testify.
Before you even give testimony.
Right.
How you show it? So.
Well, you didn't know that lying in court was wrong.
I know, so look in the Kesser Mishnah. The Kesser Mishnah explains like this. Ve'ein le'edim zoymin shgogo. The Rambam says the Kesser Mishnah. Lomad zeh, where did he get this from the Rambam? Mimemre der beloze pek elonairis. From our Gemara. Why? Because shekesafti pek yitches. The edim zoymin lav ne asro ninu. Because the Gemara says that edim zoymin don't need Hasra. Va'omar Rav, and Rav says, Teda, I'll prove to you don't need Hasra, because Emas Nasribu, Meikara, if you're going to warn them in advance, Amri Ishtalim. They said, they will say, they forgot. Right? So Rashi says, they forgot the Hasra. Right? The Rambam says, V'nira Shemefarash Rabbeinu, Shochachnu O'Isur. We forgot that it's forbidden. In other words, you're going to give them Hasra beforehand, they will say, that doesn't help. We forgot that it's forbidden. And from the fact that the Gemara says that you don't have to give them Hasra, so therefore them saying that we forgot it's forbidden is not going to be a problem. Hence the Rambam learns that if they say we forgot it's forbidden, we didn't know it's forbidden, it's not a problem. So what? That's why you don't have to give Hasra. Because the Havmi, the Gemara said, when you're giving Hasra in the beginning, they're going to say, we forgot that it's forbidden. So from the fact that Gemara says, Lamaskana, that you don't need Hasra, so obviously it doesn't bother us that they said that they forgot they were forbidden. So clearly you see that even if you think it's permitted, it's still, Yechayev, Edim Zaymin, Abash Gogo. So that's what the Rambam got as halacha from our Gemara, that Edim Zaymin, who say, we didn't know it's forbidden. We didn't know it's forbidden to lie. From the fact you don't have to give Hasra, from this Gemara proves that even if they're shaykik, they say, we talk it, they know it's forbidden, it should be, they're still chayiv. And that's what Rambam says, ein le'edim zayim shgoga, doesn't say lefi shein ma'maisa, that's not clear in the Rambam, lefi chayin tzichin asra, same thing, he got it from our Gemara. It's very circular. Not only that circular, says the Rambam, says the Kesser Mishnah, that the Gemara gives, that's not the reason. That was the havamin of the Gemara, according to Rava. But according to Abaya, the reason why edim zaymin don't need hasra is because of Kasha Zomam. Because they're killing without, they made up the story, so clearly they wanted to kill the person without any Hasra, so therefore they deserve to get killed without any Hasra. Not because, if Taka Enoch and Ami, they didn't know, if the real Shagigim, maybe they're Potter by Edim Zaymin. If they didn't know it's forbidden, maybe they're Potter by Edim Zaymin. The reason why they're Chayev without Hasra is because you cannot make them chayev on something that the other guy, they want to kill without Hasra, so therefore don't need Hasra. But if they would be real shaygigim, if their taka would not know it's forbidden, how do we know that in such a case, Edim Zaymin, a chayev?
Did anyone connect this Machlokes Rabbi Abayas and the Kama of a Tewai?
Why?
Because one who says, Machlokes Mikhail Abayas, says that Edim Zaymin is a chiddush, right? And Edim Boel HaKidusha. So that sounds more like a bayi. That the Eidom is a chiddush, right? Because what is he saying? Yeah, that's what's tied to Kasha Zama.
Okay.
Right? So that's part of the.
So just kachas
oma. Suppose the Rav says, in principle, really.
It's a regular edus, you mean?
Practically, there's no way to do it.
Meaning, hits it in edus and hits it in kachas oma.
Right.
Okay, nothing to do with mikal abon and mafreh.
No, but the like Mises, one who says mikal.
Because chiddush was a chiddush of Torah.
So one who says
Okay. That could be. But the bottom line is that where does the Rambam get this halacha from? That again, the Rambam says, funny thing, the Rambam says that even if they, that's where the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam, that even if the Edim say, oh, we did not know it's forbidden. Nobody told us it's forbidden. Right? Says the Rambam, too bad. Edim's, I mean, even if you had no idea it was forbidden, you're chayef. Says the Kesef Mishnah, where did the Rambam get this from? So you want to learn it from the Gemara. Because they said, well, you need a hasra beforehand. Well, they say, they forgot that it's forbidden. So the Gemara says, well, that's why you see, you don't need a hasra. So clearly, we don't care if you forgot it's forbidden. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the maskana of the Gemara doesn't give that reason. The Gemara gives a reason that the reason why you don't need a hasra is because you have to fulfill kasha zomam. But if for another reason, you know, they taka did not know, because they're shoygegim, they did not know it's forbidden, mechates yichayiv misa. Where did Rambam get this halacha from? That Yechayiv Misa, if he did not know, it's forbidden. You know, we never got warned, so you don't have to give Asra, you don't have to give Asra, correct. But if you're really a Shoygek, if we know that the guy was a Shoygek, so Mechatesa say that us is Shoygek Kamezit, that by Edim Zaymin, that by Shoygek Yechayiv Misa, why?
But how do you know he's a Shoygek?
If you know he's a Shoygek.
Well, because you don't, that's the point of
because you don't give Asra, got it.
That's why it's circular.
I understand that. I understand, you tell me there's no way of ever knowing. There's
if there's no Hasra, you can never say he's a Shoygek.
You know,
know
what I mean?
If you need Hasra, it doesn't matter.
I know. I understand. I said, of course, you need Hasra.
There's no evidence that he was a Shoygek.
Yeah, you're saying.
Isn't that the Rambam's point? You're going around and around. The Rambam's point is that, by definition, the only.
I know, but the reason is not Shoygek. The reason is because Kasha Zomam. So the Rambam takes, the Rambam is like going backwards. The reason is Kasha Zomam. Therefore, you don't give Asra. So maybe it was a Shoygek. Oh, so even if we know he's a Shoygek, you're chayev. Like, where did the Rambam get this from? It's a stretch. Right? You're right. At the end of the day, you don't give Asra. So the Rambam says, well, from the fact that you don't give Asra, from a different reason, so I'll tell you that even if we know that he's a Shoygek, let's say they went to tell two people beforehand. We have no idea, forbidden or whatnot, everything is good. Right? They tell to Edim. He said, Rambam, I don't care. Even if you know you're Shoygek, you're still Chayiv. Mechatesa. Where does Rambam get that from? And what does Rambam mean?
Correct.
What does Rambam say? Lefi Shein B'Maisa. That's nothing to do with what we're saying. What's the whole Rambam? Where does he get it from? What's ma korepo? What's going on over here? So the Lech Mishnah has it.
He says, ain't Shrikim Hasra.
So therefore?
Kasha Zomam is not ain't Shrikim. You can't.
You cannot give them Asra.
That's why I ain't
Shrikim. Also true. So what's his whole, you know, understanding Gemara? Besides with the Rambam is difficult to understand, the whole Gemara is difficult to understand. We had two questions in the Gemara, Hasra and Safek. What's his concept of a Hasra after you gave the Edus, what the Gemara wants? What's the whole issue? What's going on over here? So Reb Shimon Shkop, for a change, I actually understand what he's saying, and that's what I want to share with everybody. We can go through the whole Reb Shimon Shkop. He wants to explain based on the following. What is this concept of Hasra that you need before any Avera that a person does? Right? Any Avera that a person does, why do you need Hasra? So there are different Gemaras throughout Shas. One Gemara says that the reason why you need Hasra is to differentiate, to make sure the guy is amazing. You want to give the guy Misa, so make sure he's doing it amazing. He's not a Shoygek. He knows that it's forbidden. What's Shoygek? That he thinks it's permitted to do it. Guy's Machal Shabbos. By the way, you know on Shabbos you cannot pick your nails? Oh, I didn't know that. Lahavchin ben Shoygek lemezit. The first thing of Hasra is Lahavchin ben Shoygek lemezit. That's one concept of Hasra. Another concept of Hasra, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Daf Mem Aleph, different things is that when the Torah wants, the Gemara calls it matir atzmoy lemisa. Have you heard that concept before? Sheyatir atzmoy lemisa. Sheyatir atzmoy lemalkus, which means the Torah wants that when you punish him and when you give him misa or malkus, Bezin punishes him. He guy says, "I know what I'm getting myself into. That's why I'm doing it. In other words, the reason why you have to give the Asra is not to make sure that he's a mazit as opposed to a shayek, but to make sure that he knows he's mechayev himself with this action, Misa or Malkus. He has to be master atzmai le Misa. He has to know what he's getting himself into. The Gemara says so much to say that if he's just hirken b'roshoy, if he just, you know what you're getting into, you know you're going to get killed if you do this. And he just goes like this, Gemara says, not good enough. He has to say, afapichen, I know and I don't care. That's the Gemara in Makkos. Look at what Rambam says in number 4. Echot ha-mit chocham, ve-echot ha-moret tzorach asro, shlonit asro el-lafim et-shoeg le-mezit shem ha-shoeg igol, yeah? Okay, the hope shall why even a Talmud Chochem, but the first concept of Hasra is lahavchin, to separate, differentiate between Shoegeg and Mezit. Why Talmud Chochem? He knows the halachas. So the Rama says, the Kesem Mishnah says, Yeshud Moyal Rabbeinu Shepoiz Rabbonon the Bechaver Namet Shoeg Hasra Hech Nosam Shlita Lahavchin Shoegeg Mezit, because after all, the Chaver knows the difference. So he says, well, he has to know that today is Shabbos. He has to know maybe he forgot, and therefore he has to make sure. But the first concept of Hasra is to make sure that he's not a shaygik, to make sure he doesn't think that it's okay to do it, or he doesn't know it's Shabbos, to make sure he knows what he's doing it. Then there's another thing the Rambam said, look at the Rambam further, the ketzad masin boy, how do you give him asra? Oymum loy, proish oy, al tase. Don't do this, stay away from it. Sezu averohi, v'chayiv ato leho misas beisdin, oy malkus, impiresh potter. If he stops, he's potter. V'cheinim shosak, or hirishkin v'roishoy. If he's quiet and just nods his head, he's also potter. Afilo omer yedeani potter, even if he says, I know he's potter. Atsheyatir atzmoy lemisa v'yoymar, amenas kein ani oise, v'achakach yahorek. So the Rambam seems to say there's another concept of, Gemara says it, masa atzmoy lemisa, is that you have to give him the warning and tell him, by the way, if you do this, you know this is an aver, yechayv misa, so it's A, it's for the Avera aspect, that he does it b'mezit, and B, for the punishment aspect, that he got warned beforehand, that make sure if you do this, you're going to get killed. And he says, yes, I know, I'm going to get killed. That's the two aspects of the Asra. One is, lahavchin min shayeg l'mezit, and the other one is, mater atzmoy l'misa. So now the Rav Shimon Shkav says like this. When our Gemara, that's the two reasons for Asra. Is that clear? Very clear in the Rambam. When our Gemara discusses, look what he says. When our Gemara discusses in Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph in Ksuvos, that by the way, Eidim Zaymimin need a Hasra, correct? And Rava says, yeah, because you can't do it beforehand, you can't do it afterwards, all that problems. And Abaya says, well, I'll tell you, Eidim Zaymimin need a Hasra, because otherwise there's no Kasha Zamam. Which Hasra is he talking about? The hasra to differentiate between shoygeg lemezit, or the hafra hasra lahatir atzmoy lemisa. Which hasra is he talking about? What? No. Which? Yeah, on the same hasra they're talking about. Which hasra is he talking about? Says of Shimon Shkav.
Which reason
for hasra is the Gemara discussing? Says of Shimon Shkav. The fact that Abaya, maybe Rava, not clear, but Rava also is going to say that, that's why it's Hasra, something, all the part of the same answer. But he said the fact that Abaya gives a reason, well, you got to give him Kasha Zomam, because that's what he meant to do to him, right? So that's all reasons in punishment, in being Mater Atma Lemisa, right? Clear, he says. Look in number 5a. Look what he writes. I mean, it's that from the beginning. V'nir lefin izdaiti. The Rambam pirish tam echot, tam ache be'edim zoymin. V'hinei. V'inyin hasro ikeshnei inyonim. Hasro, there's two concepts. For echot, she mezit. This actually I understand. That's why I'm reading it over, because it makes sense. I understand. For echot, she mezit gomo b'shas maisa aveira, shetir lo yediye brura mechoy merisa. He has to know, what it entails, that it's forbidden. Like we saw. We only want to kill him if he says, yeah, I know what I'm getting myself into. That's the hasra. That's the purpose of the warning.
Kam di gemara, im hasra,
Umaskina we paskin at the end, the einam tzricha asra, you don't need asra, niche rak le'inyin din, shiyatzir atzim le'misa, shuchidish atayra, b'chol oisa avera. Which means that there's a concept, every time you do an avera, you have to know what you get, what the punishment is, what you get yourself into. Umaskina nalzeh, and we hold at this, the einam zaymin, einam b'chlal le'chidish zeh. The chiddush is that einam zaymin, you don't have to know what you're getting yourself into. You don't have to be matir atzmoi lemisa. You don't have to be matir atzmoi lemisa. You don't have to know beforehand what you're getting into. That hasra, you don't do, need. Aval le'inyan din hasheni, shelo yu shoygegim, kashem oitche ta'ondesh ha'teir al shoygeg. Says the Mishkov, hard to say that if a guy taka doesn't know, that a terrorist says, einam zaymin, no matter what, even if he doesn't know that he's doing something forbidden, he's still chayev. Harder to say. You can tell me a chiddush that aims them, and even if he does know what he's getting himself into, what punishment is awaiting him, that may be your chayev, because that's the best. Why? I'll tell you the reason why.
Exactly what
Rabbi is saying. Wait. We'll soon see the reason why. It makes so much sense. That's what the Rambam says, ain't by Maisa. Slow down. But let's say it's Svara. He says, if you can tell me the chiddush, of Kolot Terekula, you have to know which Avera, or what punishment you're getting for the Avera. Chiddush is, you know what? That the Edom Zoymin, you don't have to know. Which punishment you're getting for the Avera, Edom Zoymin, you don't need to know beforehand. But to tell me that even when you're Shoyge, you have no idea there's something wrong with that, that you're still Chayav Edom Zoymin, make a taste. Not only that, the Gam Mashamu Vigmor Maskana, the Gemara gives a reason, Mi Kemidah Deinu Kotev La'asra, Veinu Bo Yasra, Ubinu Ba'asra L'kash Kas Zomam, the Svar of Abaya, that says the reason why you don't give Asra is because he's punishing, he's killing him without Asra, so you don't get Asra, nearly Temur Moedifash in the Sheikh makes it, so therefore since he's killing him without Asra, so you don't have to know that you're doing something wrong. No, that doesn't make sense. But to say the other Svara, since he's killing him without Asra, so therefore, even if you don't know what the punishment is going to be, you're also going to chayv Misa, well, the guy that you're going to kill also was without Asra. That makes sense. Meaning, on the second Svara, why you don't need Asra, what is it going on that the Asra, for the punishment stage, to know what you get yourself into, that the Gemara Abaye makes sense to Svara, hey, the guy that you wanted to kill, he did not know why he was getting killed, you didn't give him Asra beforehand, so why should you have to know?
He wasn't Gatra.
What?
The guy, the Nidon, was not Gatra.
But that's Kasha Zoman. Since the Nidon had no idea he was getting himself killed, so why should you have to know that you're getting yourself killed? That's Kasha Zoman. The Matam Zen, therefore that makes sense. So therefore he says, number six, step by step, Valke Nirlefini Zaiti, seems to me, the Chosugi Sashas Koi, Raka Linya Hasro, Linya Hator Lemisa. Vazen Nemru Kola Tamim Begemora. That if you're going to say, hey, this guy has to know what he's getting himself into beforehand, he needs Asra, says that's not Kasha Zomam. He wanted to kill his friend without him knowing what he's getting himself into, so he cannot get killed unless he knows what he's getting himself into. That's not Kasha Zomam. Etc., etc. Continue. Stop right there. Says of Shimon Shkop, and by the way, I'm not sure if I should go to the second step. Maybe I should go to the second step also. Says of Shimon Shkop, by the way, why is that Svara? What's the reason why Kolotar Kula, you have to know what you're getting yourself into? Mashenken over here, you don't need to have that Hasra by Edim Zayman. Says of Shimon Shkop, very well. That's what the Rambam is telling us. You know why? Because Edim Zayman, it's not you doing an Avera and you're getting punished. Rather, Seth, what is it?
It's not a punishment. It's a,
but is what is it?
It's a consequence.
It's batisim loy kasha zomim la'asul achiv, which means, the way he says it, that it's not a maisa that I'm doing, but it's like an automatic thing. I get for him, I'm going to get on me. But it's not a maisa that I did, that I get punished on. Rather, kasha zomim, what I did for him, that's what the Rambam... What? That's a risk of rov. Yeah, they're all speaking about the same thing. I mean, I think that's what he said.
Once you say it's not an
onus, it's not an onus.
Wait,
slow down. So that's the reason why the Gemara says, Adam Zayman, he doesn't have to know beforehand what his punishment is. Because the reason why he's getting the onus misa is not because he did a bad thing. The reason why he gets Einish Misa, because I want to throw it on him. It's coming back on you. That's it. You don't have to know Yatir Atzmai L'Misa. That's why you don't need Hasra. That's what the Rambam says. Look what he writes. Six, the Vinire. The Zui Kavonos Rambam. One second. Oh no, you know, let's read what he says over here. One second. Oh. Maybe I shouldn't have skipped it. Ulefize, ma de onu donim al edim zeimin shem shogu v'lo yidim l'chem yisr she'edu sheker. Oh, now he says something else also. He has to say that, wait a second, well, what about the fact that maybe they did not know what's going on? Maybe they did not know it was forbidden. Right? What about the shogig aspect? So he says, again, Lefize, ma de ein onu donim. I should go the way he his order. Lefize, ma de ein onu donim al edim zaymin shem shagugu v'layodim in chaim yisra shal edim sheker. He said, well, the fact that the Gemara doesn't only discusses that you don't need hasra for the maisa, for the punishment, what are you getting yourself into? But why doesn't the Gemara discuss the fact that maybe they don't know what the isra is? They don't know it's forbidden. Read what he says. The reason why the Torah punishes an eight sheker, eight zaimim, it's not what they did against HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they lied falsely. What they did against the other person, even if they had no idea that they're doing something against the Torah, it's irrelevant. Meaning, even if they didn't know that it's forbidden against the Torah to lie and to make false things, it's a moral thing. This they knew that through their testimony, the other person is going to be chayev shleikedin. He says two svaris into one. He says the avera of eight zaymim is not that it went against the Torah. Therefore, even if they didn't know it's forbidden min haTorah, that's not why they're getting punished. Why? What's the avera of eight zaymim? That they wanted to do bad to the other person. They wanted to do evil to the other person. That they knew that they were doing. So that's the avera, that they wanted to do evil to the other person. So that's what the Rambam says. The ein shgoga le'edim zaymin. Why is there no shgoga? In other words, even if they didn't know that they were doing something against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, didn't know they did something wrong, why is it not a problem? Lifi she'ein ben maisa. Hainu, she'ein maisa avera, she'yeh bachiluk, ben shoyeg lemezit. There's no maisa avera that you can say, oh, I didn't know it's forbidden. The other aspect of the hasra, which means to differentiate between shogeg and mezit, that the edim zaymin, even if they don't know that it's forbidden, doesn't make a difference. Why? Because ein ben maisa, the avera is not that they went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the avera is that they wanted to throw on the other person, and therefore it gets thrown on them. So therefore the Rambam says, even if they are a shoygeg, which means they didn't know it's forbidden min haTorah, doesn't make a difference, because the avera is not that he went against the Torah. The avera is ain ben maisa. They didn't go against the Torah. That's not the point. The avera, the reason why they're getting punished is because they wanted to do evil to the other person, says the Torah. You do evil to the other person, it's going to come back on your face. So therefore, they don't need Yatir Atzmai L'Misa, the Chiddush is, and you don't have to, even if you're Shoygeg. So that's what the Rambam says. Eidim Zayman, the fact that they don't need Hasra, which means that they don't need Yatir Atzmai L'Misa, like Abaye says. The fact that you don't have to know what the punishment is, what's the Svara, why don't you have to know the punishment, is because the Avera is not an Avera that you get punished on, but rather it's, you threw it on them, you're getting it back in your face. So that's the reason, that even if you thought it's permitted min haTorah, it doesn't make a difference. You did it to them, it goes back in your face. That's exactly what Rambam says. Eidim Zayman, the fact that you don't need hasra, therefore, a shayge yechayev, because ain't ben maisa. Exactly what the Rambam says, word for word. What?
Why not by other
lavim
also?
What by other
lavim?
No, because the nature of Eid Zoymim, the punishment, is not because the Avera. No, that's it. Lechem Mishnah says that's
why. If they did have to go ahead and get the Nido punished, they don't get Kasher Zomam, right? Why? Because then they did do a Maisa without Hasarah.
Okay,
here,
so what?
It's just Kasher Zomam.
Okay.
What they wanted to do.
So therefore?
They didn't have to do anything.
So therefore?
So if I happen to give Hasarah for not doing for doing, don't
you
do
saying, but you say, that's not what he's saying. That's a whole loop shot.
That also could explain.
That Lechem Mishnah says that's why, I think. I think he says that's why.
That also could explain why, if the guy was already executed, they don't get
that's what he wants to say. I know. Seth wants to say that. I think the Lechem Mishnah
is...
No. He says... No. He says... No, but the svara is... Look in the second to last line in the previous paragraph in 6a. Right? So he's over here. I will keep it here. So like this. Hey, read what's over here. The Yeshleim, the Masha Nisha Torah, a checker, ain't a bibne aveas a lav de laisane, Masha osu neged rachmona, elal Masha yeshu neged midut en eshut, afim lo yodu midin chaymeis a shasa Torah. Even if they're shaygit. Yeah, no, because, so I'll tell you the svar. Look, let's read, you know what? I think Rebbe Chanan Wasserman says the same svar. You read it inside 7, you see it's clear. Beramim hilch zedus kosaf. Ein leid zaymem shgoga. Lifi shein behen meise. Lifi grin zog hasro. Uwes the rabbit asked the question, etc. Right? Veloma kosa ram tamache shon iske klaubi gemore. Vinere pirushoi. The daas ramam, you have it? The second paragraph. The chiyuv kasha zomom hu memele beloi meise amache yeves klal ele oiso ya chiyuv sheitilu ala nidoin noifel aleihem. Right? Ulohi Ein shaykh bu asra shloi lasas a meise, de ein gejuben bishvil a meise. De daf kege she meise me gejeve sur asra. De meise bu asra in bekeugel gaier. Which means, it's not that they did something wrong, not so much like you're saying. It's not that they did a meise avera, and therefore they need a asra and a punishment. No. The meise is, oi sa chiv shetilo la nidoin, noifal alem. That's a brisker rub, which means, what you want to put on him, boom, social justice, get thrown back on you. So it's not because, that's what Rambam says. That's exactly what Igmar says. The fact that Igmar says that the whole discussion in the Igmar is, you don't have to be matir atma ilamisa, which means that you don't have to know what you signed up for, because it's not a punishment. If you did it to him, or you're going to do it to him, it gets thrown on you. So Rambam says, if that's a svara, so what do you mean? Maybe a shoygeg is taka potter? No! Because it's nothing to do with the shoygeg. Because you know that you're putting something on him. It's not because you're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know you're putting something on him. There's never a shoygeg by Adam Zayman. He knows exactly that he wants to make the guy chayav misa. That's the whole Avera. If that's the whole Avera, then automatically you get thrown on you. And therefore, you don't need Hasra. And that's what the Rambam says. That's what the Gemara says, by the way. That's what he says. That's why the Hasra helps. After you give the Haggadah's Eidus. He says, why? Because the whole discussion in the Gemara is that he has to know what he's getting himself. He don't need, the Havmin of the Gemara was that he has to have a Hasra, right? He has to have Hasra. He has to know what he's getting himself into. Says the Rambam, or says the Gemara, that if you can still change your mind, so you knew by the fact that you're not changing your mind, you know very well what you're getting yourself into. So if the Hasra is only so that you should know that you're going to get Misa, so by the fact that you did not change your mind when you had a chance to, Techne Dibur, even though it was after you said it already, not if the reason the Hasra is to make sure, when he said it, did he know he was bemazed, or he thought maybe it's okay, then it has to be beforehand. But if the Hasra is not for that, the Hasra's purpose is only so that you should know Matir Atma Ilamisa, you should know what you're getting yourself into. So as long as you still have a chance to change your mind, and you don't, that shows that you knew what you're getting yourself into. Hence, the Hasra and the Havamin and the Rava, the Hasra after the Haggadah would also suffice.
Don't you say you can change your testimony within Tokhid?
Yes. No. That was another Svar we said. That Mudi Ar says that. That we said last week. But no, you can change your mind within Tokhid Dibur.
Yeah,
correct. That's what he said. Look at number 8. Vafize yisasher madimani asra lachagada. Dinei, benidin hafchane ben shoyig lemezit. To know when he said the aveiro, when he made the edus sheker, was he shoyig, was he mezit? Vadabin and shiye mezit b'shasa siyas amaisa. Shnena shalof. Vim hoye shoyig b'shasa siyas like a chiyuva. If you shoyig when you did it, for sure you potter. Avo b'med b'inon shiyater atzma lemisa. If the purpose of the asra is to know, then Havamin the Gemara is the purpose of the asra is only for Eid Zaymim, that he knows what his punishment is going to be. Yesh Lema, the Gam La'acha Sha'asa, Imrak Oid Hadova B'yodeh L'Sakein, Mekabel Lav Misa, Ve'ein Reitzel L'Takein, Choshim Ki'et Ha'atma L'Misa. In other words, if I can still change my mind, and I know if I change my mind, I'm not going to get killed. Because now they tell me, after I made the Eidus, they tell me, by the way, change your mind, Tech Nedibur, we're warning you, you're going to get killed. And he keeps quiet, so then he's matir asma elamisa. That knowledge afterwards is also good enough after the Haggadah. If the Hasra is to make sure when he says it, did he know what he was doing? Was he shaking amazed? It has to be beforehand. But if the Svar is just that he knows matir asma elamisa, he's okay with the fact he's getting Misa, he's bringing the Misa upon himself by the fact that he's not changing his mind when he still could, Tarkhe Dibur, shows he's matir asma lemisa. Says Reb Shimon, that's why the Gemara says that the Hasra after the Haggadah would work, because all Hasra over here is not on the shoygeg or mezid part. By the way, why not? Because there is no maisa. That's what the Rambam says on Eid Mezayimin. It's not that I did an avera and I can be shoygeg or mezid. No, the avera is I want to do bad to my friend. That I know what I'm doing. Whether I know Akad Baruch Hu likes it or not is irrelevant. The bottom line is, there's no shoygeg because I know I'm doing bad against my friend. I want to kill him. So therefore, there's no shoygeg. The whole asra is only mati asma elamisa. And the chiddush of the Gemara is, because Kasha Zomam tells me, there is no mati asma elamisa. That's the Havamina the Gemara says. You're right. So therefore, the Havamina the Gemara says, that's why you need a asra. Says the Gemara, too bad. If you're going to make the get a asra, then it's not Kasha Zomam. So therefore the Gemara says, even you don't need the Chiddush of Matir Asma Lemisa. Unlike every Avera, you need to be Matir Asma Lemisa. Over here, you don't need to.
But he's not Matir Asma.
He's not Matir Asma Lemisa, but you don't need. That's the whole thing. Edom Zayman does not need a Hasra to be Matir Asma Lemisa. Right? Shoygeg, a real Shoygeg, says the B'Shem Shkop, there is no real Shoygeg by Edom Zayman. Because the Avera is not that I went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avera is. It's not an avera, like Rabbi Chama says. They're not really saying the same thing. But that the avera says of the Shimshkab is that you want to put something bad on another person. Look what he writes, a funny svara. Neged midut ha'enishiyut. It's against moral humanity.
But that's the problem. Separate. There are other things you do that are immoral. Gneva.
I know. So there, you have to say the avera is like that. I know. That's a pshimen. You want to have a little bit of pshimen. But he says that's the whole Gemara. And by the way, and now he says something else, another Hasra also. We ask the question, the why is it not Hasra Safek, right? How does he, it's always Hasra Safek. Because after all, how does he know Adam going to come and disprove him? So look what he writes in number 9. V'chein nir li bobo, it seems to me clear, v'yesh chiluk bein Hasra, shi lahafchin bein shegi lemezit, la'toros atzun lemisa. Why? V'lemando amad eloi mahani Hasra Safek, Hasra Safek doesn't help, means you give a Hasra on the doubt, who rak le'ing and shegi lemezit. Why? Why that? Why? Hasra Safek, why? Because I'll tell you why. No.
I don't know if what I'm doing is going to result in the punishment.
So therefore, it's not a real mazit.
So it's not a real mazit.
Right? If Hasra Sofik means, that's exactly what it's really right. V'chein nir li bo, d'yishchilik ben Hasra shi'il ha'afri m'sheg l'mezit, Hasra Sofik misa. D'lemando amad eloi mani Hasra Sofik, why does Hasra Sofik not help? Hurak l'in y'sheg l'mezit. D'chol heicha sh'oysa aveira, who m'supik b'issa, if he's not sure if he's going to do the aveira because it's Hasra Sofik, ain't no mezit gomer. Then you can't say he's a real mezit. Aval inyan ha'toras misa, gam b'sofik, nikra hita atma l'misa. If he knows that if it's going to pan out, he's going to be Chai Misa, so he knows he's going to be Chai Misa if it pans out. So that's also Ashra Sofik. So why is that a problem? How Gemara wants to say that Ashra helps? What do you mean? Why should Ashra help? Maybe Adam Zayim not going to come. That's all good if you need Mezid and Shagig. But if he's only Mezid and Shagig anyway, because he's always a Shag Mezid, why? Because he knows he's going against the person, so the whole Hasra is only that he knows what he's getting himself into. Okay, I know if this is going to pan out, I'm getting myself into Misa. Boom, that's Hasra's topic, it's not a problem. Hasra's going to be the only problem that, oh, I'm not really a Mezid, because it's not going to work out anyway, so I'm not a Mezid. Fine, for there, Hasra's topic is not going to work between Mezid and Shagig. But to tell me that I should know what I'm getting myself into, as long as I have that knowledge, Hasra Sofik also works. So Shimshko proves from the whole Gemara, from all the Kashan yet, Hasra Sofik, and Hasra after the Haggadah, and the whole Shakra of the Gemara, and to answer the Rambam, that Adam Zayman is a new barrier, it's a new creature. Adam Zayman, yeah, Chiddushu, you like to say that, but the Chiddush of the Torah is that the Hasra over here is again, when the Rambam says, the words of the Rambam are so beautiful, the Rambam says, I mean, it's a little bit of a stretch maybe, but the Rambam says, back to the words of the Rambam, Ein le'edim zaymin shgaga. Edim zaymin have no shoygeg, which means, even if I did not know that it's forbidden to lie, it doesn't make a difference. Ein bo maisa, which means, the aveira is not that you're lying against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the aveira is that there's no maisa over here. You want to do something bad to somebody, that automatically, like Rabbi Skorov says, that brings a reaction that gets thrown on you. Lefikach, ein tzachim hasra. And therefore, the Gemara says, you don't need a hasra even to be matzah atzmei lemisa, because there's no maisa over here. The punishment is not a punishment on that avera, it's an automatic result. You did bad on him, it's coming on you. Different Rambam says, you don't need a hasra. Which hasra don't you need? The hasra to be matzah atzmei lemisa, and that's exactly what the Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel tells us. So we learned a little innocuous Gemara, Lamed Gimel, a few kashas of Abaye Rava, and we see we have a whole new understanding what Edim Zaymin is, what the Hasra is, what a regular Hasra is, what the Hasra of Edim Zaymin is. Two concepts, Matah and Lisa, Machin Shegle Mezit, and by Edim Zaymin, this Shegle Mezit doesn't really apply. All you have is Matah and Lisa, and that the Chiddush is, that you don't need to have Matah and Lisa. Why? Because kashas Amam. Too bad, you know, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. He did not know either. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Says Rambam, the fact that you don't need to know anything over here, and you don't need to know the Shagig either, clearly, because Adam Zayman is different. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam, and that's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara. Wild Pshat, but it's definitely, it's a journey. It's a nice Pshat in the Sugya.